are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, that was comedian Mike Sisko, who will be headlining at Casabianca in Oak Ridge, New Jersey this Saturday. Make sure you check out Mike Sisko. Very funny comedian. The number to call in, should you choose live on a Tuesday night, is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Later on, we got Ann Jackson coming up. But right now, we like to do a game we call In the Barrel. You know what? Joe, why don't you explain? Joe, you remember how to explain In the Barrel, or you don't?
I'm a little rusty on this.
I try to let other people have speaking parts. I shouldn't. Pip, do you remember how?
Can we just bark instead?
What?
Speaking parts.
I know there's going to be a pop quiz tonight.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a pop quiz. We're doing it.
We're doing it now.
Stupid.
In the Barrel is where I bring in stories.
It doesn't have to be you, but it usually
is. No, but
it
usually is me. I bring in stories that from the the internet. And
You know. The internet.
The internet. The interwebs. And I read them to the guys, and then they take turns going first. They have 1 minute to come up with as many jokes about the story as
funny
they can.
Funny jokes.
Yeah, and I judge whether they're funny or not.
Right.
And
you're an easy judge.
I am an easy judge, because I give points for, it might be a yuck. It might not be
it's usually yuck.
They're not all knee slappers, but they're amusing. That amusing works for me.
All right, so you're going to time.
Amusing works for me. That's a good thing.
Apparently it does for me, too. So so you're going to keep time.
Yes.
Before you read the story, we'll play the intro. Joe, do you want to go first, or you want me to go first on the first?
You go first.
Okay. I'll go first. So here, I haven't heard this in a while.
Good evening, and welcome to the Davin's Den Barrel, where we find out who will reside there during the show.
All right. Joe loves his work.
Yes, we have an asshole on staff.
One?
Just one?
It was a team of assholes.
Yes, yes. Teamwork by the Navy.
All right. I don't feel very funny tonight, as you guys can probably tell from the first portion of the show. It's Tuesday, after all. But I will try to be funny here. As Pip has the stories, I have 1 minute. She'll be keeping score. She will tell me when to go and when to stop.
Right.
While also seeing if they're funny.
Yes. So I will tick down every time I think he says something funny, and then it'll be Joe's turn with the same story to come up with as many jokes as he can.
Okay.
All right. So you guys ready to listen? Yes. Thai beauty queen to dress like rickshaw at Miss Universe pageant. Bangkok, AP. The smoke-belching, ear-splitting, undisciplined rickshaws known as tuk-tuks are part of the chaos on Bangkok's clogged streets. Soon, however, the tuk-tuk will stroll down a more refined runway when Miss Thailand pays homage to her country at the Miss Universe 2015 pageant, dressed as the iconic motorized rickshaw. Her outfit
No notes.
Oh, you can't make notes?
No, it's off the top of your head, stupid.
Well, you know the top of my head, so I'm making bullet points.
These are bullet points. You got to remember. And remember, if you ask... Oh, I'm sorry, Pip. And remember... and you can ask her to repeat something, but it eats into your time.
All right.
And the arguing begins.
I feel like writing anyway.
Men have died.
Oh. Boy, did I set you up for a good slam, and you totally missed it.
What?
Because you say, I don't feel like writing anyway. You should have gone, of course, you've seen the act.
I don't have to, because you'll handle this.
Oh, no, you're not yourself. That was a curveball. Holy
I'm sorry, Joe. Do it again. Please.
Davin's on my timing tonight. Let's see.
I'll get back to you next week.
He'll text you when he thinks of it.
And Joe will get that next week.
Okay. Let's see. So her outfit comes complete with headlights and handlebars. The Tuk Tuk Thailand dress will be worn by Annapurn, this is a mouthful, Sharlem Barangawong, in the national costume round at the pageant in December in the United States. It was the winning design from 356 entries in a contest held by Miss Universe Thailand. The Miss Universe Thailand organization announced the selection on its Facebook page, saying the outfit has a metallic feel and look that utilizes 3D technology. The tuk-tuk dress will flash lights like a real tuk-tuk, says Kavirat Kunapat, a spokeswoman for Miss Universe Thailand. It will be one of a kind. The outfit features an electric blue bustier and a miniskirt with thigh-high black tights, and a central headlight and handlebars just below the bosom. Attached to the costume is a backdrop of a tuk-tuk in Thailand's national colors, red, white, and blue, with six national flags, a dozen more headlights, and an overhead banner that says Thailand. Kavirat says the five-member panel of judges that included fine arts professors, fashion designers, and Miss Thailand herself wanted a break from the past style of traditional Thai silk dresses and present something eye-catching but still representative of Thailand. Reviews of the dress were mixed. Some hailed it as unique and creative. Others cracked jokes. That's the whole show. That's the whole story. So now you can go.
She's dressing as a rickshaw. Finally, a beauty queen that can get a job when this is over. Shocking. A beauty queen's going to have a bunch of guys riding her. a beauty queen with headlights. Finally, she's focusing on what we give a shit about. Yeah, well, what's her walk going to be like? Slow and clogged in traffic? Good. Where's she from?
Thailand.
Red, white, and blue? Are you? You're not us. We're real Americans. We're making Thailand great again. That sucked. Fuck it. I don't even like that one.
Back to rickshaw, stupid.
I like a girl that knows how to get ridden and to give a ride.
Nice.
I was afraid that rickshaw dress might look a little boxy on her. She's got junk in her trunk.
Okay.
What the fuck? How many judges were there? How many designers came up with this?
Like seven or eight.
Seven or eight designers, which once again proves why we have fashion in New York and France and not fucking Thailand.
Okay, stop. You had seven.
I suck. Time, Joe.
Okay. Ready, Joe?
Yeah.
Go.
Let's see. I'd like to see her hit the streets and a fat couple from Philadelphia want to get a ride on her. The rickshaw. She's pulling rickshaw.
Really?
She was
that
just.
Gets right.
No, I didn't finish it
not
yet.
You.
Oh, she's pulling rickshaw. Apparently, backstage, she was pulling Ching Wang. let's see. Boy, she's going to take a lot of room up in the freighter coming over legally with the other illegal immigrants. Let's see. Not very good in improv.
That's okay.
You want us to evaluate the act in the middle of this?
It's called a tuk-tuk.
A tuk-tuk.
She didn't help me with that.
She's named after a hemorrhoid pad. That's nice.
Cheating.
It's not cheating.
No, you know her, not you.
Oh, okay.
Time.
Clearly cheated on that. Threw him a bone.
Threw him a bone.
Let him be like what all the audiences do during his act and suffer in silence. All right, what do we got? Because remember, we got to have the rounds won and the totals at the end.
Yes. Okay, so this round, Davin won. He had seven palatable jokes. And
which is more than I usually have in 45 minutes.
I was just
going
to say that.
Yeah, I beat you to it, stupid. I'm back.
wait, both.
And Joe had three.
Joe did a solid MC set there.
Okay, now...
And I might add, his best joke is because you reminded him what it was called.
Well, you know what? I had to throw him a bone.
Why? Because he's handicapped?
Well, you know what? He's not the best golfer, so he got a handicap.
Not the best anything.
Improv is not my strong suit.
But you like this game.
It's not mine either.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I'm probably a lousy golfer, but I would give it a shot, too.
I just don't know how much dead air we would have if I came in with the stories and you guys challenged each other.
Just switch it around and see.
We could, but did we try that once?
I think we did.
And it wasn't very good.
Cricket.
Yeah, it wasn't very good.
No, because I know that I go, I'll have maybe two, and I go,
Yeah, we need somebody that has a shot at pulling this out of their ass. And I was not happy with what I did. I feel like I could have done so much better.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're off your game. So, now you're handicapped. So there you go. So now it's even, you know, he's saying.
I have a limp. I'm not the degree that he's handicapped.
All right, well, let's go on to the next one.
All right, Joe goes first on this one.
Yes, he does. This is a topic that we at the Den are pretty, you know, happy to bring up often. Nazis.
Divorce? Oh, Nazis.
Turned candy bars into a secret weapon. First, force the British to endure food shortages, then make them eat exploding candy bars. That was at least part of the Nazi plan to destroy Britain during World War II. According to drawings of German weapons recently seen for the first time, the Smithsonian reports. Among the drawings, a bomb hidden in a motor oil can and a mess tin of bangers and mash that also held a bomb, per the BBC. Then there's the chocolate bar, which was designed to detonate 7 seconds after the chocolate was broken. The Nazis reportedly hoped to assassinate Winston Churchill with such a bar, placing it amid items going into the war cabinet's dining room, according to a letter discovered in 2009 the Telegraph reported 3 years ago. That 1943 letter was written by Lord Rothschild to artist Lawrence Fish, who also made the drawings of various Nazi booby traps. Rothschild, don't go first.
That's not funny.
Boobies are always funny. A larger-than-life character, a scientist, and self-appointed expert on many things, the BBC says, was also one-third of M15's counter-espionage unit, along with his secretary and future wife, and police inspector Donald Fish. Rothschild wanted someone to draw the devices he was finding in order to create a sort of manual for any Brits who might encounter them. And Fish recommended his son Lawrence, a self-taught draftsman, the Gloucestershire Echo reports. Long thought lost, the drawings turned up in the home of Rothschild's daughter a few weeks ago. This author claims Nazi soldiers were high on crystal meth. I'm not sure what that was about. This article originally appeared on Newser. Nazis turn candy bars into secret weapon. Okay, Joe, you go first, so you can go now.
Okay, the candy idea didn't work because they handed out juju beads. Let's see. You've got a time bomb in my peanut butter. stupid. let's see. Oh boy, Nazi crunch bars. Okay. let's see.
Are you taking a dump?
I'm thinking.
Oh, sounds the same.
Shut up.
Distraction. Shut up. Don't focus on me, stupid. Come on, stupid.
Stop
no
that.
Goading. Yeah, shut your
last
face.
Last call. I get an extra drink.
I get an extra point.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do because you're distracting
work
me.
It.
Shut
you
up. Yeah.
Stop that.
Yeah, let's see.
No heckling during this game.
Melts in your melts in the oven, not in your hand.
Okay, time. Oh, wow.
I like that last one. That was brutal.
Brutal.
I like it, though.
Okay,
like it.
Devin, no peace for the weary. You go.
Nobody should order the kosher chocolate bars. yeah, Joe's looking like a baboon or a moose, right? There's not enough Nazis in this nut bar. No, it sucked. Yeah. I don't like that at all. Yeah, of course. Of course you explode after 7 minutes. The Brits have a lactose intolerance.
Okay.
They're destroying London one meaningful shit at a time.
What?
Because they're lactose intolerant.
Oh, I see.
If you have to explain it.
It's still got to laugh. Don't get the dark chocolate either. They weren't fond of the Schwarzes. Nobody wanted the Easter Bunny coming around. They all hid when he came around to town because he had chocolate.
Once again.
I already beat you.
Don't care.
You should. Hershey and Hitler, they both start with H and go wonderful together. Figures a couple of Jews have had okay. The design. All right.
Yeah. Okay, so with this round, Joe had 3 and Davin had 5.
I'm consistent.
That's scary.
You are. Before we go on, this is for you if you'd like. It's a chocolate bar.
Yeah. Ooh, crackle.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I got to go first on this one.
Yeah, you do. All
right, maybe this is. We might have time for 4 or 5.
Okay.
This is going pretty quickly.
All right.
Well, how many do you have?
I have, like 6 at least.
Yeah, right, because this is going pretty quickly.
Okay.
Because there's really not much to discuss after Joe and I are laying these Easter eggs. You know, you would think with Nazi and chocolate we could do a lot more.
You would think.
We really stunk it up on that one.
I thought that that was like, it's one of our favorite topics. And
who doesn't love the Nazis?
I meant chocolate.
No.
Okay.
I broke out a case of the Hitlers. You are listening to Davin's Den. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Of course, we are playing In the Barrel. Later on, we have Scamming. No, we got Scam Busters with Ann Jackson. We'll see how she did with the old hack attack.
Okay, here's a story that too bad Tommy had to leave because this is from his old hometown, Detroit. Woman's face-down Halloween dummy gets repeated 911 calls. Some passersby have attempted CPR only to find out it's a dummy.
This is an old story.
Detroit. A dummy placed face down in a Detroit woman's front yard as a Halloween prank has prompted repeated visits by police. Larethia Hayden says police showed up three times Tuesday. The first day she put the dummy out. The Detroit News reports that police arrived again Wednesday and had notes, for some reason it's getting a lot of attention this year. Detroit Police Officer Chanel Williams says officers were called to the home again Thursday, but they determined that it was just a dummy. Haddon says she put the dummy face down in a different location in her yard every morning and watches the reactions from passersby as she sips coffee. She says some have attempted CPR, and once they find out it's a dummy, it's so hilarious. Okay, Davin goes first, and go.
The only thing deader than that dummy is the Detroit Lions playoff hopes.
Okay, good.
Tom will enjoy that on the replay.
Yes.
But the story did not mention that before they performed CPR, they tried to rifle through his pockets. Nice. The commissioner's name was Larethia?
Yes.
Of course it was. Let's see. Oh, was a dummy white or black?
You can't really tell.
It was. That doesn't matter. It was a fucking murder victim. It was no dummy. It was rigor mortis. Detroit. Let's see. The dummy was also performed on, brain surgery was performed on the dummy by Ben Carson, and after the dummy was revived, it was decided that the dummy would make a better presidential candidate than Ben Carson. Donald Trump stopped by and said, "Let's make corpses great again." Sarah Palin stopped by and said that this dummy was smarter than Obama.
Okay, time. Okay. All right, you have to go, Joe. Go.
Was it a female dummy?
Yes.
Okay, the female dummy is going to be on Maury with about three guys that are claiming that they're the father.
You kind of reversed it, but I saw what you
were
doing.
I saw it.
I knew what he meant.
There was also a lot of stuffing in the butt of the dummy, too, to make it feel attractive. also, a lot of the straw in the dummy was used to set buildings on fire. It got a little thinner as the day went on. Let's see. let's see. It's the only dummy that needed a rape kit.
Oh, God.
Now I thought of one.
Yeah. You want to give it to me? Got a buck.
Five and it's yours. Yeah.
I'll pay it. I'm going to end at three now.
This just in. Cosby raped it. Joe, an extra 10 seconds.
Let's...
Well,
yeah,
you're still laughing.
I give up.
Okay. I gave you an extra couple of seconds because I interrupted you.
No, improv is not my strong suit.
Okay.
We're trying to find what that strong suit is, Joe. We'll get back to you.
Okay, for this round, Joe got four, yeah. And Davin had seven.
Okay.
Let me see one extra.
I like the rape kit one. Yeah. Of course I did.
All right, so who goes first this time?
I was hoping you would know. I went first on the first one.
Oh, so now Joe goes first.
Yeah, I go first.
One. Okay.
This is number four.
Okay, this is number four. Okay. Man brings human skull to Florida grocery store. Police.
Who was for the thing?
Shoppers at Sebastian, Florida grocery store called police on Tuesday when a homeless man walked in carrying a human skull, according to WPBF. He was using it as a puppet, witness Nick Picaro told the station. It smelled like death. Authorities in the Indian River County Sheriff's Office determined that the man had found human remains in the wooded area near US 1 where he was living, the Palm Beach Post reports. Police said the man claimed that he brought the skull to public store to alert someone to call police. The body was so deteriorated for so long that the skull was simply sitting there with the rest of the bones, Indian River County Sheriff Office spokesman Thomas Rowland told WPBF. Rowland said that it was unlikely the body was decapitated, but it was too early to determine a cause of death. Okay, Joe, you can start now.
Okay, the head was brought back for a 5 cents deposit. They wanted to put the head somewhere, and they wanted to put it in a bag, and he was asked paper or plastic. The head was propped up by the cashier's table, and usually with cashiers, that was the only thing there that had brains. let's see.
We're still in the air.
I understand that.
No, I was telling the audience.
Oh.
I didn't want them to think the sound crapped out.
Yeah. That's it. I got nothing.
Oh, Joe. Okay.
Oh, Joe, you let the kids down.
Joe has three.
I don't know if I'm going to get three on that one.
All right, go ahead.
The man turned the skull and said, a cock. Dummy. I forget.
We're still in the air.
I don't get it.
It's Otto and George.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So he brought it to a supermarket?
Yes.
Where it was promptly called the Daily Special.
Oh, okay.
It was brought to the supermarket, and after one day of staying there, it was promoted to manager.
Nice.
The bones were put in plastic so it could not decompose. What are you going to do?
What are you gonna do?
It was determined that the smell, the awful smell of death, was not coming from the skull, but from the homeless person.
Wow. Good.
The skull asked to be buried in a shopping cart with a kitten. That's what homeless people have.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yes, time.
oh, yes, time.
look at the time. Lisa said, Hamlet syndrome.
What?
Hamlet
syndrome. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him well.
Ah.
He talks to a skull. Okay, so that one, Joe got three and Davin had four.
Oh, wow. Hmm. Wow, I sucked, but you sucked better. Yay.
Wow, okay, let's see. All right, so we're going to do probably, number five will end it on like an even, but we could do three more.
What do you mean it'll end it on an even?
Well, you know, so
this will be the last one.
This will be the last one.
We've had enough of that.
Okay, poor man. Okay,
I think this.
I think as he struggled in the last one, he's like, "All right, I've had enough."
I'll keep going. I'll keep going. I mean, that was a hard. It shouldn't have been a hard story.
Lisa said that should be in the ready to eat section. The head. Sorry. Okay, so Davin starts with
you would put it in soup to make stock. It would be in the soup section.
Yeah. Soup's one supermarket I'm not going to.
Yeah, really. We're debating which section it's going to end up in.
I mean, it's a shit story, let's be honest about it.
Speaking of which.
Oh, Christ.
DNA from man's poopy shorts.
Leads you do.
DNA from man's poopy shorts leads to his arrest.
I want to found a fart noise. I'm sure I got one here somewhere. Oh, where am I? I don't want an orgasm. I want a fart.
you better
that.
Pick.
Isolate that.
You better pick and not at the same time.
I can't find my farts.
Right. Stupid.
Yeah, shut up.
Listen to the story so you can come up with some.
I'm going to play your game.
Really, don't stop it. Concentrate.
Yeah.
I don't need to beat you. This is a blowout. You're as dead as Chase Utley if he steps in the batter's box tonight.
I'm going to read.
And I'm not saying on that joke. I'm like, oh boy, he's getting. Oh, I wouldn't want to step out there if I were him.
Yeah. Well, I found poop. What is pooper? I don't know. I should play it.
Wait a minute.
I got to put my ears on.
Yeah, I don't know what pooper is. Sure,
what
it's eyebrow. What is pooper?
Let's see.
Well, that stunk.
Damn. That really, yeah, that didn't stink.
Oh, baby, kill me. Oh, baby, kill me. Oh,
that was the rickshaw from the first story.
Oh,
she's
now you're taking the gig. What, you get more points? Shut up.
She's having a tuck.
She's enjoying herself, unlike our audience right now.
Oh, baby, kill me.
No, stop, no more.
Oh, baby, kill me.
I'm trying to stop it. I don't know how.
Right,
that's enough.
I'm trying to stop it.
Usually it's not a problem for me in these situations.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's not usually what you're going for.
No, usually me speaking ends it pretty quickly.
Okay, so last story.
Sometimes you
boys.
Just need a Swedish orgasm to lighten the load.
You do. All right. Rodney Mark Hendricks, 49, is accused of burglarizing a Denver preschool and church in August 2014 and was caught due to a DNA test of a pair of poopy shorts left in a bathroom at the crime scene. A preschool employee noticed the crap-stained clothes and put them in a plastic bag before the police arrived, according to the arrest affidavit. The responding officer took the contaminated shorts into evidence, but it took 13 and a half months for them to worm their way through the forensic labs, according to Lynn Kimbrough, a spokesperson for the Denver District Attorney. In Colorado, a DNA sample is taken for anyone who is arrested for a felony, Kimbrough told HuffPost. So when they ran the unknown sample, his DNA was already in the system. Kimbrough didn't want to venture a guess as to what the poopy shorts smelled like after more than a year. Hendricks is accused of stealing two guitars from the church and numerous electronic items from the school with a combined total value of $4,072. He was charged earlier this week with two counts of burglary, two counts of theft, and one count of identity theft, according to the arrest affidavit. The suspect was already in custody in the Colorado Department of Corrections on unrelated theft and drug cases when the shit hit the fan, according to the Denver Post. Hendricks is scheduled...
Wait, the Denver Post said when the shit hit the fan?
No, the Huff Post said that.
Classy.
Hendricks is scheduled to appear in the Denver County Court on October 16th to be formally advised of the charges, according to CBS Denver. Okay, so Davin goes first. Lucky boy, go.
When confronted with this, Hendricks admitted, "I made a stinky!" It was a Catholic preschool, so besides electronics, the children had already had their innocence stolen.
Oh!
Hendricks, the perpetrator, decided he wanted to share because that's what they would want, so he left his behind his stinky pants. Yeah, okay. He's not. Hendricks said, "Well, I'm a big boy now. I have my own pull-ups." The conclusion was they raided Hendricks' home and they found six cases of underoos.
The irony.
He crapped himself because he got into the Nazi chocolate bars.
Nice.
He also stole some blocks, some Legos, and some figure paints. Because he's in a nursery school.
Yeah.
It's fucking better than most of this stuff. He also peed on the toilet and left it up.
Oh, time.
What a way to end.
Yeah. Okay, Joe, ready?
Yes.
Or not? Here he comes.
Apparently, this was an open and shit case.
Very funny.
It's also going to be a traffic infraction because there were skid marks left.
We're in his wheelhouse now.
Yeah.
The apparently found pee stains on the front of the underwear, and they told him, "You're in trouble."
Really?
Let's see.
Oh, this is my wheelhouse.
Keep laughing. Tick, tick, tick.
I know.
He laughs because he doesn't know what to say.
You want a dead branch to sit on like the other vultures have? Anyway. Yeah.
Funny, but not part of the story.
Yeah, because improv that. I can't improv what I'm supposed to fucking do right now.
Let's see.
Oh, the pressure.
Yeah.
Let's see. It was also... He also pleaded innocence as he got an atomic wedgie. skated that one.
Stinks like the story.
Okay, Tom.
All right.
Okay.
Vulture line, the funniest of the whole bit, by the way. Nothing to do with any of it. You might want to use that with a heckler.
Yeah, you want to branch to sound like the rest of the vultures? That's awesome.
I didn't know where he was going with that, but when we got there, it was worth the journey. Yeah.
I'm using that shit at work. Yeah. That's great. Okay, well, obviously.
2 minutes doesn't count for the game.
I mean, obviously, Davin won this game because...
he always does.
Yeah, I know. He always blows us away. Joe got 4 that last round, and Davin had 6. So, you know, he won each round. So, sorry, Joe, but...
What was the totals?
Well, I didn't add it up.
Now's
it
would, the time.
Yeah, I know. It didn't
add it up. Add it up.
Fine.
Jokes have died.
Now's the time. Can't believe this. Now's the time.
We want a final score. And okay. Do the Common Core way. Don't do it the way you learned.
Oh, no. You know what? I don't even understand that Common Core way.
Just add
I barely know the way I
just
know.
Just add stupid. I really felt off my game with that tonight, Joe. I really felt... I don't... Like, we should have been able to knock more out with some of those. With some of these, I felt.
You know, I've always... I'm not that good of improv. I mean, you know, I could throw stuff out, but when it comes to that...
And you often you should.
Yeah. But I'm not good at that, you know. And the thing about it is when you do stuff... like that, if you concentrate too hard, you won't get it. Usually, if you read the story as it goes, you could chime a line in. You know, you try, but when you have to read it through,
yeah, and
then
you
have
go
to go back.
Back,
you know, there's some things you forgot. There's some that you're not in the
moment
anymore.
Well, game, you can always ask, but it just eats back.
Yeah, I'm not discrediting the game. It's a fun game to do, and it keeps you chopped. But you know, it's tough, man. It's tough.
I think if you, as someone was reading it, you could take notes. You could get a lot more out of it because it occurs.
I
to you
tried. I got
as
in trouble.
People are saying things.
The boss yelled at me.
Yeah, I know.
But that's the hard part. You got to retain all this information.
Yeah.
But now I picked these particular stories because of different reasons. Like, here's a guy with poopy pants. He was stealing guitars, but his name was Hendrix. I thought that somebody could probably do something with that.
You know what? The guitars totally left.
Yeah.
Me.
Yeah. I know.
I totally. Yeah. It's you're concentrating so much on poopy.
Yeah.
That you're trying to work stuff around that, not thinking guitar Hendrix.
I mean,
would
who the
have
hell
been
craps
brilliant.
Their pants and leaves it behind during a burglary.
Yeah. And why did it take him 13 and a half months to get to that port?
Well, nobody's in a rush to
what did this happen
sell in their shit pants.
What has happened in Mayberry? I'll tell you, Edgy shit himself, left his rose in it. Now, Barn, we take a look at the underwear.
Yeah, Joe, 3 minutes later, defeats the purpose of the game.
So
would you like to come back to us next week and work it over? Maybe hit a couple of mics?
That's like a lot of times with the heckler. I go, I got something good. What's your number? I'll call you Tuesday.
Well, now you got the vulture line. That should be that's a good one.
Yeah, well, but nothing matches my 7 minutes of shit, though, you have to admit. Remember that?
I do.
I know. His face didn't move, though. I know what that means.
She was doing a mic. And, you know, pen to paper. She goes, you know what? This is the Leno spot. This is the good stuff. I got 7 minutes of different takes on crap.
It basically did. It turned into that. It was like every joke and every little story was about shit.
Yeah, I was the only one who got it.
There's a cartoon picture of a turd.
I really thought Pip hit a niche there.
Yeah.
It was a good shit joke.
You turned it into an Indian shit house.
Yeah.
Let's welcome to Inside Comedy.
Yes,
yeah, it's Pat Lamb. I'm resurrected with Pip shit jokes.
Hey, I thought I'd get a six pack. So anyway, the Joe's final tally was 17, and Davin's was 29.
Mm.
For the whole
game. All right. Isn't he wonderful?
I get it.
I didn't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the answer to your question is yes.
Yeah.
He is.
You got that mm.
Don't get mad at me.
I want to rub my hips with, isn't he marvelous?
He is.
I get really, like, stumbly. While you guys are, like, trying to put the jokes together, I'm, like panicking for you. I'm like,
Panicking for you? What do you call it? SOS?
I like the game. I never would. But you know what? I always try to do better. It's not, you know, it's
you
not,
had a lot of dead air tonight.
But
you don't usually have that much dead air.
But no, it's, you know, it's not my forte. Plus, I had a long day, you know, and it's not.
You always had, no, it was a lot of dead air. But I didn't think I was on. I usually can, like, get at least 10 on, like, a given one.
I should probably go through the notebook and find other ones that we've done.
Yeah, why don't
see,
you
like,
check the minutes?
Yeah, I will. I'll check the minutes in a minute.
Where's Tom when we need him? I'm sure Tom has the tally tattooed on his inner thigh.
Ooh, yeah.
But no, it's a good game. Good stories, Pip.
Thank you. Very good job, Pip.
Very good job.
You worked in turds. You worked in Nazis. I mean, really, you left no offensive thing unturned.
You always like themes that we love, too.
Yeah, themes we love for,
you know,
for
things that
Andre,
we enjoy.
Alex.
All right, we are going to take our final break of the evening. Of course, you are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, we're going to listen to some Paul Bond comedy. Always enjoy listening to him. When we come back, though, we are going to be doing some Scam Busters, some Ann Jackson. Do you want to put in everybody's head right now what the categories are, Pip, so they can mull it over the break?
I think that our favorite Mr. Davin should be there.
That's a standard.
That's a standard.
Yeah.
This week it's fucking idiot. I think that that's going
to
work
It's
for
a
us.
Tribute to Joe.
I think that. And I still want to do idiot Melvin Santos.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not going to fight you, babe.
Okay, good.
All right. So one more time.
Mr. Davin,
mm-hmm.
Fucking idiot. Idiot Melvin Santos. Those are our categories.
Think about that on the break. We will be right back. You are listening to
TuneIn.com, HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.